Page 90. Of course, it was not literary medievalism that stirred these communities to mobilise and demand national status. Many factors were involved in this process, not least the impact of rationalised states on outlying areas and market relations on subsistence economies. But medieval literary historicism provided the concepts, symbols and language for the vernacular mobilisation of demotic ethnies and a mirror in which members could grasp their own aspirations as they took shape amid the transformations wrought by the Western revolutions. Here they could read of themselves as a unique community with a peculiar genius and distinctive culture, and recognise a national character that demanded its autonomy so that it could live authentically. Here too the members of each cultural community could discover why national unity was essential to a realisation of the true national identity, and why only in a historic homeland could that community find its genuine self and achieve autarky and solidarity for its citizens. This was a language and a symbolism that sprang easily from the historicist vision that literary medievalism did so much.